You know I'm a faggot. That much is true. Well, I'm just a faggot on my knees for you. Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Hierarchy Podcast, production of the website fagsworshipalphas.com. I'm Sam the Faggot, and today I have a special guest on the show. He is an alpha who's been in the porn scene, and he's also in the findom scene. He's very well known. He had a huge following at one point on Twitter, and then Twitter deactivated his account, as Twitter does, and he's grown his account back again because people love him. He is hot, and he's very approachable. And I have been chasing after this interview with him for quite a while, and finally we got to sit down and do it, and it turned out to be great. I enjoyed every minute of it. This is my interview with the one and only Antonio Gambino.
Target acquired.
This is the Hierarchy Podcast exclusive interview.
Okay, I'm here with Antonio Gambino. He is an alpha in findom and I guess in porn too, huh? Say hello, master.
What's up, boys?
How would you classify yourself, I guess?
I guess part porn, but, you know, yeah. I've never done a studio porn, just myself.
Right, exactly. And you're an independent artist.
Yeah.
And that's where all the money's at, right?
Definitely.
Yeah. The studios still haven't figured out that they need to be paying their people better. So.
Exactly.
Yeah. Why bother? You know, with OnlyFans is revolutionizing everything. So, but you're involved in findom too. Is that correct?
Correct.
Yeah. Right. Which is more lucrative?
Good question. It really, right now I'm in a good findom place. A lot of people.
Okay.
You know, interested in that, but
sure,
there's different periods where it's a little slower and, you know, the content stuff becomes a little more important, but either one is fine with me.
Right. How old are you now, master?
25.
The perfect age. When did you first discover the purpose of faggots, use of faggots?
I'll be honest, I feel like I didn't fully grasp that until a couple years ago, like maybe 3 or 4 years ago, when I really started to see more of that online. And
okay.
Before that, I don't think I really knew that environment.
Okay. So do you consider yourself to be gay, straight, bisexual? What?
Probably bi.
Okay. Who, when you lost your virginity, was it to a male or female?
A woman.
Okay. Well, how old were you?
I was 18.
Oh, wow.
I was late.
Yeah, a little late. I mean, for somebody that looks like you, I would think you'd be 14 years old or something like that.
No, I mean, I was kind of shy. It didn't happen until college. And
you were shy.
I mean, I think I would consider myself, I mean, this is going to sound like an oxymoron, but I'm relatively shy. So I'm an outgoing person, but in terms of certain aspects, I would say I'm a little introverted.
Right. Okay. Yeah. I understand. I mean, in some cases you have to be careful online. Things can get out of hand pretty quickly, you know? So there are people that are actually trying to do harm to other people, you know, with the information they get online. So
yeah,
it's bad.
Yeah.
So 18 years old, you lost your virginity to a female. Were you dating her, or was it just a one-off or what?
No, it was a one-off. Just like that. I mean, basically what happened was like me and my roommate at the time both like were
fucked her at the same time.
No, that would
have been Eiffel Tower.
That would have been interesting, but it's not as exciting. Basically, we were both virgins. It was like freshman year. And we basically agreed, like, we just want to get it over with.
Right. Dude, we got to get laid, all right?
And so it was like we went out to a bar, and obviously we weren't 21, but it was college, and everyone had ideas. It didn't matter.
Of course. And
we just, like, I think we actually, the two girls were also roommates. It was like one of us went back to one room, the other one went to the other. And that's sort of how that happened.
Okay. Did you guys come back to your room and compare notes?
I don't think we talked about it until the next morning.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, the next morning.
But
here, you smell my finger. No, you smell my finger.
It was funny. We like, I think we went to the dining hall and like had breakfast, and we were like, so. And I think we were both just like, yep. And I don't even think we really said much about it. I think we were just like, all right, that was good.
Cool.
And that was about the end of it. Like, I don't think it was much more. It was wasn't much more intense than that.
Right. So when did you have your first encounter with a male?
That was in college too, but later on.
My college roommate. I'm just kidding. No.
Still friends with him, but
oh, are you? Okay.
What was I gonna say? That was probably later. I feel like I was probably junior year of college, so I was like 20 or 21.
Okay.
Probably 20.
Now, how did that come about?
I was abroad in Italy.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Where did you grow up anyway, by the way? Was it
New York?
New York, okay. So you're in Italy.
Mm-hmm.
And you fucked a little Italian bottom.
I mean, yeah. I didn't really know what I was doing, but we were like in a club, and it was Europe, so everyone's more free. Yeah. And I was just like, fuck it. I'm abroad. Mm-hmm. Whatever.
Right.
And that was it.
How'd you like that?
It was good. He was a nice guy, and he didn't speak English super well, but I spoke Italian better at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And it was good. I mean, I didn't really know what I was doing, but I was glad that it was something that I got to experience at that time.
Yeah, right, exactly. I mean, why not? You're in fucking Italy. I mean, you might as well just go for it, you know? Like,
that was my thoughts.
How many people did you fuck in Italy while you were there?
It was a good time. I feel like it was
How long were you there?
I was there for a year.
Oh, crap. Okay, so okay.
So I mean,
half of Italy is carrying your seed right now.
I was just having fun. Yeah.
Yeah, I bet you were. So for school, you went there?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Like, what kind of program was that you went to Italy?
Architecture.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was good.
So that's part of your school's curriculum is move you to Italy for a year?
No, it's an option. Like, you can go to different places. You can go to London, you can go to Italy, you can go to, you know, Australia, Spain, wherever you're allowed. I mean, you're not allowed, but
if you're studying architecture, I mean, Italy is a great place to go.
Exactly.
I mean, there's fabulous buildings there.
Yeah, so that was that's what I did, and I had a great time.
Sounds like you did. Did you get any studying done, or you just fuck everybody?
No, I mean not to sound boring, but it was a lot of work.
Right. So did you graduate with an architecture degree?
I did.
Okay. Are you doing that now, or?
I am. They,
so you are still, so you are doing your profession. You haven't, porn is not.
I have a real job.
And this pretty lucrative side gig, so.
Correct.
Yeah, it's nice. So, so you said you discovered faggots a couple years ago. So this is like out when you got out of college.
Yeah.
How did you discover that?
I think on Twitter, honestly.
Yeah.
I think
were you approached by a faggot?
I was, and I didn't know.
You didn't believe it at first, did you?
Yeah, I didn't know like what they were looking for, and how do I say this? I'm a politically correct person, so yeah. I was like, I don't want to say that word. Mm-hmm. And I didn't realize that it was like a community of people.
Yeah, that right.
Refer to themselves that way.
Right, right, right.
And once I explored that a little more and saw what people were interested in, and with Findom and Masters and, you know, serving people and everything like that, right. I was like, all right, I could do this, why not? And that was sort of how it happened. It was like, okay. I think one person messaged me and I had no idea what they were talking about, and
right.
Looked into it a little bit. And, you know, at the beginning, I feel like no one really knows what they're doing. And so I was just like, if you want to serve and worship and send me shit, then I'm not going to say no. So
right.
That's sort of how it started. And I just expanded from there, I guess. Mm-hmm.
Do you feel like as you got farther into it that it started to make more natural sense to you?
I think so. I feel like in ways I probably define the roles a little differently than maybe most masters do. I think there's a lot of people out there who just want to use people, and that's, I mean, listen, let's be honest, I think if you're going into this, you know that that's part of your role. However, I feel like there's more to it if you really like want to appreciate what these people are doing for you. So you know, I think that it's an interesting dynamic in that sense. And I'm always learning something. I learn from, you know, other masters who message me, or right. I message them, or, you know, whatever. And we, you know, talk to each other about right. different things like that. And everyone defines their roles a little differently.
Yeah. Alpha mentorship is a very powerful thing. You know, yeah. Alphas kind of helping each other, you know, to become yeah. better. I think men have a natural desire toward that, you know.
I agree. Yeah.
It's kind of like weightlifting, you know, like guys weightlift together and they push each other, you know. So
yeah.
I think it's the same kind of thing.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not a man. I'm a faggot, but you know. yeah. So and faggots don't really have that kind of community viewpoint that alphas do, because I think do you feel a responsibility for the hierarchy in terms of being an example?
I definitely do. I think some of the funny things in terms of the hierarchy is that when other alphas or masters like slide into my DMs or something. They're like, hey, can you, you know, like or comment on this like retweet game or, you know, whatever, mm-hmm. drain this boy with me. There's a community in that sense, but then sometimes I feel like you're just trying to use a real master and you don't deserve that yet.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah, that's interesting. Yeah. You're not ready yet, son. Okay, sit down.
It's like, yeah, exactly. I feel, and I think that's one of the things that bothers me is, and I'm not saying that every alpha master, whatever you want to call them, needs to have like a huge online presence. I think that there's a lot of shit that happens that's not even online and they probably have great lives. However, I think that if you are going to be a smaller account who is acting, you know, like big dog on campus, then you need to sort of realize that that's not your place.
Yeah, there's definitely a few of those out there.
and they always make me laugh because I'm like, what are you? And listen, I'm sure that they are doing great. I'm sure that it's very lucrative for them and whatever. But again, like I was saying before, I don't really like to abuse people unless mm-hmm. that's what they explicitly stated that they're looking for.
Right.
And a lot of these times, these guys are just, they're trying to hurt.
They're trying to hurt some of these faggots for sure. You know,
they're trying to hurt. And if you want that, great. That's what we're going to do. But if that's not what you signed up for, then don't treat people that way.
You're a protector alpha.
Yeah. That's the thing is I think I really care about the people, mm-hmm. you know?
You mean the faggots?
I do.
Say it.
I care about the faggots.
Oh, there you go. Doesn't that feel good? Don't you feel like the word itself has quite a bit of power?
I mean, it definitely has some power. I feel like that's one thing that I like to ask the faggots, to use your word, how they want to be referred to, because they always ask me, you know, right. Are you master, are you daddy, are you mm-hmm. king, you know, what do you want to be called? Mm-hmm. And so I'll ask them, you know, how do you want to be referred to? And most of the time they do say faggot. Sometimes they say, you know, boy or pig or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, I mean, I think faggot has a kind of a specific, because the way I've always used it in terms of differentiating, a very nice armpit shot there. Thank you, Master. you have great armpits, by the way, so it's great for the audience to.
I mean, they're honestly really sweaty right now, so.
Yeah, right. The pressure of the interview. Yeah, I think because the word itself differentiates people like me from just gay bottoms, you know, submissive gay bottoms. There's a difference. Like there's a slave aspect, a property aspect to faggots that's different than a gay bottom. So,
yeah.
So that's kind of where that word comes in. And like, it's very effective. Like it does instantly define the relationship between a man and a faggot, you know? So,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now you've been in the scene a while. Like I think I've seen you for many years now. Like how long have you been involved with it?
I want to ask when you first found me and what your initial thoughts were, because now I'm curious. It always makes me laugh because I feel like I have been online in this world for a while.
in this world.
And I mean, I don't know how to refer to it, but I've gone through like different periods because I feel mm-hmm. like I've been online. I've been, let me take a break. I was busy. I was in school. Right. I'm working, you know, I don't have time, but I'm always horny. So I always somehow end up back to showing off online, which really I enjoy showing off online. But I've had, like, over the years, like, accounts get deleted. So I've had old accounts that had
double
the followers that I have now. And, you know, I can't get that account back. And I remember I had an account and I had like 60 or 70,000 followers on it. And I don't even remember. It was probably 2-3 years ago, maybe 3 years ago. It was probably right before COVID. And it got deleted and someone reported it, or I don't even know what happened.
Yeah.
And I was so upset that I was like, fuck this, I'm never going online again.
And here you are.
I was so annoyed. And then
I remember that the old account, because I've been my site has been online for 7 years ish.
Okay.
Almost 7 years. And I got on FinDom shortly thereafter because I didn't know anything about online FinDom.
Sure.
You know, I only serve in person. So I was like, what is this? So I remember seeing you back then. And I was interested in writing up a post about you in the past on the website, but then like you disappeared and you reappeared and everything. And then I started up the podcast and kept thinking, if I could get him on the podcast, I would like to talk to him, you know. But you're kind of slippery. You're hard to get a hold of sometimes.
That's funny, actually. That would have been so funny to see you post about. I wonder what you would have posted and what you would have said. But
I would have posted flattering things. I was interested in you as an alpha presence, you know. So
yeah
I'm not going to write anything negative.
I definitely am a little hard to get a hold of because, you know, like I said, this isn't my main,
right.
I have an actual job. I have a life and everything like that. So, that's like, you know, when people want to do a cam session or if they want to, feel like sometimes I overextend myself and I'm like, I could do all of these things. And it's difficult.
You need to sleep once in a while or something like that.
Even the fact that, you messaged me a little while ago and you were like, when can I get you on the podcast? And I was like, well, I mean, I happen to have some
exactly. What did I do? What did I do, Master? Whenever I
these you 2 days that. And
I was like, let's do it now. Like,
let's just do it now. And I was like, it'll turn everyone on, but I literally had my dick in my hands and I was like, all right, so fuck it. I'll put some clothes on and I guess we'll do this podcast. And I don't know how much time I could give you, but let's do it and see what happens.
Well, that's why I wanted to do it immediately, because we have talked about this before and it didn't happen. And I thought if I let him get away, this is going to go on again. So, but this is a note to the listeners, whatnot. I did get to see Master Gambino's cock before we started recording this. Yeah. It is magnificent. Of course, many of you have probably seen it in some fashion or another at some point, but it is wonderful. So
got to see the live version. I feel like
it's a little hotter that way, isn't it?
I think people think it's hotter. And then I think what's funny is a lot of the time I'll get messages from people and they're like, is that real? And I'm like, I don't know how, like,
how would you fake that?
How do I pretend? And I know people, there's like those guys out there who pretend to be alphas and shit that like use the fucking
dildos. I know. Shreds.
I can't stand them.
And neither can I, Master. I make fun of them all the time.
They're so ridiculous. I'm like, that's so fake. And so I understand that people probably see that. And the sad part is people probably believe those posts.
They do, Master. I mean, Shreds is up to like 500,000 followers in just a couple of months from shoving a dildo down his underwear. Like,
I mean, maybe I should do that. Maybe I'm doing it wrong because
your cock is just fine.
I have the actual
cock. Meat. You have an actual meat between your legs, right?
I'm not afraid to show you what I'm working with. So I feel like when people don't actually do that, I'm like, you're so fake. Funny when people message me and they're like, all right, I want to do a session with you, a call or whatever, and then they're like, oh, shit, like it, you're legit. And I'm like, I mean,
yeah,
it's right in front of you.
Right.
So you
there it
is. Experience right. That right before we got on the scroll.
Yeah, I did. Right. I didn't have to stick a pork tenderloin down my pants like Shreds does. Okay. or whatever he's using. I don't have any idea, but it's clearly fake. And these people just fall for it. You know, like, I guess it's just for the likes. I really don't, or the follows, I guess.
I guess, but it's so.
The thing is, there are pictures of him in underwear, and it's clear that he doesn't have a cock like that. In fact, he probably has more of a cock like mine, and I'm a faggot. Okay. So. And I have the equipment to match. So anyway, I'm just saying, you got to be pretty insecure.
That's the thing is, and like I said, I'm shy and quote unquote shy and introverted, but I'm not going to lie to you.
Right.
Like, I'm not going to not show you what you're paying for. And I hate the people that don't
do
that. Like, you don't pretend. And that's the thing about some of these alphas is, like, if you're not gonna, you don't deserve to be an alpha if you don't have the ability to just put it all out there.
Right. Or just have integrity. I mean, I mean, alphas should be leaders, right? There should be the best of us, not con artists, you know?
Exactly.
But maybe we have too much of an ideal. Like, about what things should be instead of, you know, I don't know.
Yeah.
Are you dating anybody right now?
I am not.
Do you own any faggots personally?
I do, but not currently. I've been traveling a lot, so I don't have many in person. Faggots. I have a lot of online faggots. Sure. And
you have a lot of them, yes.
Yeah, so that's really mainly what I'm focusing on these days. I've been moving around too much to do anything really in person,
like not moving your apartment or your living space, but just being in different locations.
Correct.
Traveling. Okay.
Yeah.
Traveling for work?
Traveling for work, traveling for family. Yeah, so been just kind of been all over the place and haven't really been in one place long enough to
own a faggot.
Yeah, like, and even if I was in one place for a long enough period of time, I'm not. There's so many things I have to do. I can't dedicate the time to, like, having a person,
like, training a faggot, owning a faggot,
owning them, like, have I don't have the current capabilities to handle that. Yeah
Okay. Have you ever owned a faggot personally, like, an in-house?
I did. Not in-house, but a few that when I lived in an apartment, I did have a couple that, you know, would come over.
Mm-hmm. Like domestic faggots or like sexual service faggots? What? Or both?
I'm trying to think of, like,
they're doing the dishes and you bend them over and fuck them.
They had different tasks. So
sure, of course.
It was sort of like, I mean, there was one who, like, I was busy and they would, you know, go, like, shopping for me. So I guess some were domestic, some were for the sexual needs.
Right.
And the way that I sort of treat it is, like, you do whatever I need. And if you do a good enough job, then you can get the reward of the sexual experience.
Okay.
That's sort of how I treat it. So I guess
you get a cum shot at the end of it.
I guess they did both in that sense.
But, I understand. Yes. Okay.
You know what I'm saying? It was if they did what they had to do.
Okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. I mean, don't you think really that owning those faggots helped your life in a way that it made things run smoother because they were taking care of things that you didn't need to do?
Yeah, they were great. I mean, they were super helpful, really nice. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, I Can't say anything bad about it.
Okay. Do you enforce chastity with your faggots?
So some of them, yes, but typically it depends if they want that. I don't want to.
Okay.
And this is the thing again, where I was saying that I like to ask them, mm-hmm. you know, what they're looking for.
Right.
Because sure, I could lock everyone up and not have you do, and like, you don't deserve to do anything. But sure. If, again, I understand that people have a job or a life and mm-hmm. they, you know, don't want that to be a part of it. And yeah. that's fine with me. You could do everything else and not be locked up. Okay. You want to be locked up and have me, you know, fully control you? Perfectly fine with me too.
So is it something you like though? Like, do you want
something I like? I do like knowing that I have the power. So okay. I like knowing that you are not allowed to be unlocked unless I say so.
Okay.
I enjoy that. Okay. But you know,
if you owned a live-in faggot, would that live-in faggot be in chastity?
Probably.
Okay. Do you foresee that happening in the future?
If I move into a new apartment and find like a consistent, like, you know, timeline for everything in my life right now, sure. I could see it.
Okay. Would it be like a one faggot or have multiple faggots taking care of things or what?
A good question.
Thank you, master.
I'm open to multiple. I think I'd mm-hmm. start with one, but they'd have to be really, really good.
Yeah. Right.
And then I'd probably move on to multiple for different tasks.
Right. It's always nice to have multiple holes, I guess, you can screw around with.
Yeah.
Yeah. You'd have a cook faggot and a cleaning faggot, and both of them.
That sounds great.
Could be toilets, whatever. Urinals, yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah, right, exactly. Have you ever gotten into piss play at all?
It's funny. I recently had someone message me that they wanted to buy my piss, and I was like, all right, I mean, I'll sell it to you. not really. I'm not going to lie to you. I haven't really had anyone interested in that. Okay. But I have sold my piss. So whatever you do with that is none of my business.
Well, but I think we know what they did with it.
I mean, yeah. You can do whatever you want with it. So.
They didn't send you videos of them with your piss?
One of them did.
Okay. And what did they do with it?
He drank half of it and then poured the rest of it like in a bathtub on himself.
Right. Okay.
And that made him come.
How'd that make you feel?
I mean, I liked watching it. I felt really powerful.
Yeah. Imagine what it was like in person if you were to do it in person.
It was a lot of pee, so I feel like I'd have to really
you better drink your Gatorade.
I don't even know. I'd have to, it would not be able to be the same experience.
Okay. I see. Have you ever had your ass licked before, Master?
I have.
Do you like that?
Yeah, it's good. I like it.
Yeah. Do you feel like it made you feel more powerful when they did that?
Yeah, I mean, anything that involves me having
power, worship, getting worship.
Exactly. Like you know, worship my pits, worship my, I don't care.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's all good to me.
Right. Well, I certainly hope that you do take ownership of a couple of faggots. You're very, there's not enough protector alphas like you, you know, like really, you would be a very good owner of faggots. Like, I think you'd be a good developer of faggots, like somebody who would have the patience to train a faggot to understand how to do things correctly and be proper, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I do a decent, I mean, I'll say I do a decent job training, even without the, you know, live-in aspect right now, because I think that part of it is that faggots want the attention. Am I wrong? I think that you want the attention and you want to make your master happy. So,
well, that's the more of the thing. I mean, true faggots, it's not so much about us wanting attention. It's just we want to please you, you know, and so we need to know how to do that. And we need
exactly.
to, you know.
So I think I do a decent job, you know, training.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure you do.
Yeah. So you're right. I think that it's the next step in everything. And I'm excited for that journey. So
yeah, for sure.
Anyone listening wants to, you know, maybe be that person.
And, be that faggot, yeah. Huh? who wants to be Master Gambino's fag slave out there? Bring it on, boys. Well, I mean, what part of the world are you living in right now? New York?
Florida.
Oh, you're in Florida. Okay. Oh, gosh. The trash heap of America.
Definitely don't agree with pretty much everything that happens here.
The political stuff or the alligator fucking or anything else for that
matter. Oh god, is that a thing?
I'm just saying like everything weird happens in Florida.
Everything, it's a strange place, and it's funny because I never had any intentions of, I always said I would never live here.
Yeah, but you seem like you should never be living there.
I said I would never live here, and a lot of family's been moving down here, so you know, I really enjoy everything else besides the trashy people and the political aspects. Yeah. The weather is nice, and like, it, you know what it is, it's just the energy. Like in New York, it'll get darker earlier, it stays lighter longer. In Florida, the sun is out, so like if I'm working, you know, it, at least it's a little more happy and less depressing. So
I mean, I have a theory that the constant sunshine in Florida causes people to go insane, and like that's why there's so many crazy people in Florida, you know.
I would do some research into that.
But, I hope it doesn't affect you.
I hope not. I don't stay here for, I mean, I'm here for extended periods of time, but I go back and forth. That's what I mean by I'm not in one place.
Okay, right. So yeah. Where's your primary house at currently?
Currently, my family has homes in New York and in Florida and in California. So I'm between.
Oh, you come from a wealthy family.
I guess.
Well, that's good because you're probably used to finer things in life and you're probably used to being served, you know, so that's probably part of it.
Let me support the lifestyle that I can't afford.
I think you can probably afford quite a bit at this point, Master. Faggots like me to ask Findom Masters about the money part of it. So, sure. You know how they get off on that. So,
sure.
What is the most money you've made in a month in Findom?
In a month, from total or from one person?
Well, both. How about that? Or any one single, the largest tribute, single tribute from a faggot, and then.
I think like, the largest tribute ever was. Let me think about it for a minute. I think it was.
There's so many.
I'm trying to think of like the largest one, and I think the largest one was 5,000.
Oh, okay.
Which was great. Really good faggot. And I think the most in a month, like total, if I had to guess, I'm really just trying to think about it in my head right now. Total.
So you're not on top of your numbers, are you?
I'm really bad at math.
The money just flows in the account, and then you just pay for the Lambo.
I wish I had a Lambo. I'm really bad at math, so I never keep track. Like, I don't, you know, these people who like.
But you have to for taxes. Like, somebody's got to be taking care of.
Oh yeah, no, you have to for taxes. I have a record of it. I just don't look at that every day.
You don't stare at it like Master Alex does.
No, I don't.
he's very intense about the numbers.
I don't. Why though? Like, I don't need that extra intensity.
Well, because he's in it to make a fortune, and so he's keeping track of his fortune, which is fine. You know, that's part of the scene. You know, so.
I mean, that seems kind of shitty to me, but whatever. I think that the most I ever.
Trash talking.
No, I'm not.
I'm kidding.
I don't even know if I know who that is, but
yeah, right.
I'm sure he's making a ton of money, so good for him. But I think the most in a month total was probably like $30,000.
Mm. That sounds about right.
I don't know what Master Alex is making. Probably doing
well. I mean, he's making in that range a month. I mean,
all right.
You're a bigger account. The Twitter account's bigger than his, and so there you go. I'm on that. And I don't know what OnlyFans and stuff brings you, but you know.
Yeah, I feel like I have other things like content and stuff like that.
So. Okay, so just that was the $30,000 was just from FinDom, like Twitter FinDom, whatever.
Correct. Yeah.
Draining on Skype and whatnot. Okay.
Correct.
Okay. That's very impressive. So yeah.
Yeah, it's good. It's good.
Yeah, right, exactly. You should probably have condos dotting the United States everywhere, you know, penthouses all over the place.
I maybe one day, that'd be nice.
Have an empire.
I'll take it. I like real estate.
Right, exactly. Like you need to be involved in real estate. You should be doing that already. You're an architect.
No, I mean, I am a little bit. I don't have an empire of homes or anything like you're talking about. But
what are you waiting for? You're 25 years old.
Don't make me feel like I'm old.
No, I'm just saying, Master, like now's the time to strike. You know, you could have faggots tending to each of your properties while you're traveling.
No, that's an interesting idea. Maybe that's what I have to do.
I mean, think about it. You should own a kingdom of faggots that are serving you around the globe. Like, but the like
property managers and
faggots. Yes. Yeah, right. Exactly. You'd have house faggots tending to each of your properties.
I like it.
That could be. Master, right, you have to think bigger.
That's my next thing. I like that idea.
I just changed your life.
You really just came up with a whole new concept.
It's really not that new. I know alphas are doing exactly that.
All right. Well, then I'm behind on that.
No, I mean, like there's one alpha. He's in just outside of Los Angeles. I call him California Alpha. Mm-hmm. He's one of the very first apex alphas that I ever interviewed. And when I started the website, and he's currently building a fag farm outside of Los Angeles that he intends to house like 20 to 30 faggots.
Wow.
And it was an old winery. So he's wanting to restart the winery with his faggots tending to his winery. And then his alpha buddies can come by and use his faggots and relax at the place, you know? So
that's like a nice business plan. I need to talk to him.
Yeah. But I mean, I'm just saying like with faggots, the possibilities are literally endless. Like you can do anything you want, you know?
Yeah.
So I don't understand why any alpha would ever limit themselves.
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah. So I'm looking forward to seeing you build such an empire.
We're working on it. I'm always open to ideas and to.
Yeah.
Listen, I'll do anything.
I think you can probably do anything. I have a question, I guess, just to extra question about your profession. So are you working for a firm or are you working as an independent architect?
No, I work for a company.
Oh, okay. All right. That's cool. Do you have any buildings that you've created?
I recently just started a new job, so not anything with this new job, but I've worked on mostly residential homes.
Okay,
and
I see.
Cities. Yeah.
I'd love to see some of your creations, see what kind of designs you come up with.
Oh, thank you.
You're like the new Mike Brady. Remember, he was an architect.
Oh my God, yeah. Wow.
And he came up with that, and he came up with that funky 60s house that they lived in.
Yeah, that's a classic.
I guess so. It was very mod.
Yeah, I forget with the staircase. The
staircase. Yeah, that floating staircase. Like,
yeah, that was a cool house.
I mean, it was bigger on the inside than the outside somehow, but it's amazing what a studio will do for that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, well, we weren't supposed to be talking about architecture, but there we are. I like these interviews to be free flowing, so I can just get your take on things. So, well, Master, I really appreciate you fitting me in your schedule of draining faggots all night. So, and I'm sorry that you had to put your underwear back on.
Sorry, I'll survive.
I mean, it was. Thank you for the glimpse, by the way, of that. So,
I'm glad you got to, you know, see a little bit before we got on. I hope it didn't distract you.
It did a little bit, Master. But I recovered. Well, Master, hopefully we'll get to see this development in your life of ownership, because I really do think that'd be awesome. And I think the faggots around the world that worship you currently would be inspired by that, seeing you do that.
Thank you.
And I hope that they see what I see in you in this interview, because you are just a definition of a protector alpha. You're the type of alpha that faggots should be serving, because don't you think they go to these destroyer alphas and get ruined, and they keep going back. They're like rape victims, you know, they got Stockholm syndrome or something. They keep going back to these. They're like Tina Turner going back to Ike Turner over and over again to get beaten. And like, they have to turn their eyes to you and serve you, because you're going to protect them.
I think that's one of the reasons that I, you know, did make time to do this little chat with you, was because there's a lot of people out there who just, I mean, I don't like the term rape, but you're right, in a way, like innocent people. And they don't deserve that. And I think that they need to, you know, the listeners of your podcast and your website and everything like that, I'm sure you have a bunch of faggots who listen to hear alphas and masters speak about their experiences. You need to know that there's other types of like relationships that you can have with a master. It doesn't need to be that type of like environment
for abusive. You. It doesn't have to be abusive.
Exactly.
I mean, unless sexual.
Elevate that in a way, because you immediately knew that, like, that's the energy here.
And, right. Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
And I think that that's something that that's the thing about a lot of these other people. And I'm not shit talking anyone again, but you're not a real master, not a real alpha. Like, you, it's something inside of you that just, that's just who you are. And when you're pretending to, you know, be that person, you can tell. Like,
yeah.
And I think that you probably speak to a bunch of people, and I'm sure that you could, you know, spill the tea on a bunch of people. I don't know where I fit in that description, but I'm sure you have a whole bunch of shit that you could say about a million people.
Yeah, I do. But and I regularly do, and get myself in trouble. But what faggot would not want to kneel at your feet and serve you? You know, like, that there's just no way that they would. Why would you? Would they go anywhere else? You know,
that's what I'm saying. I mean, come to me, babies. Ready and red, you know, slide in, come over. It's nice.
Yeah, right. Exactly. I mean, Like, I just picture being at your feet and having you run your fingers through my hair and just say, you're a good boy, or you're a good faggot, or something. Like,
exactly.
Why would a faggot want anything else other than that?
That's what I'm saying, man.
I think there's just a kind of diseased mentality among a lot of faggots who mm-hmm. want, they want the bad thing,
mm-hmm.
the abuse, you know, and yeah.
Maybe we could, hopefully this helps them learn that.
Well, that's why I wanted to interview you, Master, 2 years ago.
I'm sorry. I didn't realize it was that long.
Something like that. Anyway, but I'm glad we finally got to talk. It was really, really refreshing to get to talk to you. And thank you again for your time. And I look forward to seeing what you do from here.
Thank you, man. I'm glad we got to chat. And awesome. Everyone listening out there, you know, listen, do what's best for your own life, and don't listen to other people who tell you what you think you should be doing. So, you know, take a little words of wisdom and come worship.
And me. Learn, damn it, and worship Master Gambino.
That's
like our Master Antonio. I don't know what you go by, but
either one is good with me.
Just Master. Okay, well, thank you very much, Master.
Have a good one, man.
End transmission.
Well, I hope you enjoyed that as much as I enjoyed doing it. It was, I didn't know what to expect from him going in, really. I mean, we, in our DMs together, we always seem to have a pretty even flow, and we talked pretty casually, and it was nice. He seemed definitely affable and, like I said, approachable. Yeah, it was nice, and I actually didn't realize just how much he used faggots. You know, that was kind of a surprise to me, because again, he doesn't really project that on his social media that much. So it was nice to hear that and get to know more about that. So yeah, it was fun. I enjoyed talking to him a lot, and hopefully we'll be able to get back together and talk some more at some point. So anyway, I hope you enjoyed it. That's all I got today. So take care, okay? I love you.
Bye.